100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What could be more relaxing on a weekend than sitting back and listening to health information that is pre-digested, interpreted by yours truly. Our number, 877-726-8255. That means on a weekend where it's hard to get in touch with the doctor, you can go to urgent care, you can go to the ER, or you can call Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. If you've been hit by a bus, I recommend that you not wait for me to answer your question. Proceed directly to the emergency room and get all fixed up. But if you've got a chronic health problem, if you've got a question about a vitamin supplement, that falls within the realm of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. You can start calling this hour and next, and we got lots to talk about. We're going to take a look at the relationship between dietary nitrates found in green leafy vegetables and beets and the incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Also, some new thoughts on the ketogenic diet. Yes, it can help you lose weight, reduce your blood sugar, but ultimately does it, because of its high fat content, does it make you more highly at risk for cardiovascular disease? 877-726-8255, our number. And this week, big headline, less than 3% of us are truly healthy. That headline's been all over the internet, in the news. And it kind of goes along with a theme, which is the vast majority of us are too sedentary. We engage in lifestyle habits that are not healthy, such as smoking. We're not doing enough exercise. A very high percentage of us are overweight. Many of us are on medications. So this is yet another article that underlies the theme that it is the rare individual, truly an outlier, who is, quote, truly healthy. But let's take a look at the study. The study comes to us from York University in Canada. And the headline here, new study out of York U answers the question, is anyone truly healthy? And what they did here in this study is they looked at risk factors for dying, 19 risk factors that they considered contributing to one's risk of dying prematurely. And when you do something like that, you have to make some arbitrary choices. You have to rank some things higher, other things lower. You have to include some things and exclude others. And so here's what they did. In terms of lifestyle, they deemed risk factors no physical activity, a high-fat diet, and right there, stop right there, that is a controversial assertion because while overall high-fat diets are often accompanied by a lot of junk foods, there are some people who are on high-fat diets who or eating an exceptionally healthy diet. They may be on a high animal fat diet that is very low in carbs. They may be consuming grass-fed meats to the exclusion of lots of sugary foods, ultra-processed foods, and that could be healthy. But in this study, a high-fat diet is considered a risk factor for dying. Current smoking, of course, alcohol consumption, all right. When it comes to physiological measures, things that can be tested for, high blood pressure, okay. Hyperglycemia, which means elevated blood sugar, okay. Dyslipidemia, which is controversial because some people have high cholesterol and go on to celebrate their 100th birthday. Cardiovascular disease, okay, that's an objective fact, whether or not you've had a heart attack, a bypass, coronary stents, if you suffer from angina, okay. Cancer, fairly straightforward. You've had cancer, it puts you at risk of dying. And lung problems like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I'm okay with that. Then when it comes to social and mental factors, okay, we have to kind of factor that in because certain social and psychological factors may increase or in some cases decrease providing resilience against dying. So they include here lack of health insurance. Surely there are some very healthy individuals who are what you might call bareback. They don't have health insurance. Health insurance is not always a guarantor of longevity, but having health insurance is a good backup plan if you should come down with some medical condition, okay? And you can go to the doctor, you can get checked out. If you have high blood pressure, you might go for years without a proper evaluation. So they consider lack of health insurance a risk factor. Low education, that's been demonstrated. People who are poorly educated, they have poor literacy, they have poor health literacy, they just don't get it about what you need to do to stay well. Food insecurity, all right, people who scrounge from meal to meal, often, unfortunately, individuals with food insecurity, paradoxically, they can be overweight, okay? You know, too many empty calories that are cheap. Low income is unfortunately a risk factor for early death in the United States, so that was included. Use of mental health medication, all right, there's one. Use of mental health medication is associated with a higher risk of curtailed longevity. And that may not be about the medication per se. The medication doesn't necessarily kill you, but it's a marker for high stress, depression, loneliness, anxiety, and we know that these things can take a toll on our health. Okay, in terms of physical conditions, arthritis, use of pain medication, obesity, obviously, limitations of activities of daily living for those over 60. Okay, well, if you're over 60 and you can't walk a block or two, of course, that's a risk factor for dying. And then something subjective, general self-rated health reported as either excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor. These entered into the calculation. And some people are in a fool's paradise. They might rate their health as good when they're at death's door. And conversely, some people may be rather hypochondriacal. They may be in excellent health, but they may be obsessed with little health problems that ultimately won't put them at risk. So the study, you know, there's some flaws in this. A high-fat diet, for example, was classified as a fat consumption of greater than 35% of total calories. Well, what if the fat comes from healthy sources, nuts, avocados, and so on, and lean or even fatty grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, poultry, eggs? Oh, I'm not entirely sure that that is always a risk factor for dying. Excess alcohol, consuming greater than average of 2 drinks on the days they consume alcohol, rather stringent requirement. A lot of people drinking more than that, and they, hence, are part of that 97% deemed unhealthy. Okay, so physiological risk factors, blood pressure, fasting, glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL, and HDL. et cetera, et cetera. So they claim here that diabetes and hypertension rates have gone up over time. More people aren't exercising since the study began. By the way, the study spanned a long period. It went from the 1980s, 1988 to 1994, and then 1999 to 2014. And so they were able to ascertain that there was an effect because some people ultimately died. And they correlated that to some of the things that they surveyed. Being on mental health medications, not finishing high school, associated with health risks. So what they're saying here is that nearly all of us have room for improvement when it comes to various lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, smoking, alcohol, and drug intake. But there are other things seemingly beyond our control. Low education, food insecurity, these things can take a toll. So got to look behind the headlines. I think that it well may be that even if people have certain of these factors, that they can lead long and healthy lives. So let's not be alarmist about only 3% of us are healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles and peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Meditrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Meditrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is Biden's economic plan truly working? Wages are going backwards as new regulations are costing $10,000 per American. With inflation at a higher rate, your spending power goes down. Make sure you know what numbers to pay attention to. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's YouTube sensation Paul Chatto sharing why he doesn't curse in his videos.
It's way more fun coming up with alternatives to swearing. Woody Allen has this terrific gag. You know, he said, "I ran into the car in front of me. The driver got out of his car and told me to go forth and multiply," but not those words. So isn't that funnier than saying the F word?
You can hear Paul and so much more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, now on iTunes.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Chosen Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can record a question. But we also take questions from live callers, and we've got John from Connecticut. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I went to the doctor's yesterday, and I did the Cologuard.
Yes.
I think that was last year, and I guess you're supposed to get there within a certain amount of time. Doctors like to, well, he pushes me to get on drugs and go do this and go do that. I guess that's what doctors are all about today. Not you, but I mean, you know, your family.
Present company accepted, right? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, my test was, it was positive.
Now, when was it positive? Was it last year or just now?
It was last year.
Okay. And then you never got follow-up from that? I mean, with a positive test? I mean, I kind of got lost in the
I didn't get a colonoscopy. It was a colonoscopy thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He wanted me to go for that. That's the only way you'll know. But the only problem, I have nobody to drive me, you know? And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was like, so I told him that yesterday, and he said, you're not going to go? You don't want to? I said, no, I don't really want one, but I don't want, you know, I got to get somebody to drive me there, too, because I am used to driving home, even when I have things done at the doctor for my eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, after a colonoscopy, you're sort of sedated and maybe mildly impaired, and so they want someone to accompany you. Also, if there's a complication afterwards, such as bleeding that they don't detect in the colonoscopy suite, they want somebody to be around so that, you know, if you should experience distress, lightheadedness due to an intestinal bleeding episode, they want somebody to be around to witness that. So, okay, yeah. So here's the deal. Cologuard test is a fairly accurate way of determining risk for colon cancer. It is the successor to something called the FIT test, the fecal immunochemical test called the FIT test, which basically tests your stool for the presence of blood. The upgrade on the Cologuard test is that not only does it test for the presence of blood, which can be innocent sometimes. Maybe you've got a little, you know, hemorrhoid or rectal tear, and some blood is present. That doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. But it also tests for the type of DNA that is associated with colon cancer. And with the current test, is pretty accurate at picking up colon cancer well into the 90s, but there's a false positive rate of about 13%, which means that even in the face of a positive test, it may not be that you have colon cancer. It's not certain, but it's highly suggestive that we ought to go up there and take a look-see. So you need to move heaven and earth to get someone to take you for the test, because it's important at this point. It could save your life. Limitations of the Cologuard test is that you're not actually going up there to look. Looking can sometimes reveal the presence of polyps, which are precancerous, which are not easily detected with the Cologuard test. So it's not perfect. It's not a complete substitute for colonoscopy, but for screening purposes, for people who don't want to get a colonoscopy, for people who are very low risk, they can take the Cologuard test. There's some news on the Cologuard test, because the concern is if it's 13% inaccurate, in other words, yielding a false positive, that's going to alarm you unnecessarily. They're working on getting approval for an upgraded Cologuard test. They haven't achieved approval, but they just did a study. The new test has only a 9% false positive rate. Still possible to misdiagnose, so you still got to go look up there and see what's causing the test to turn positive. John, it's essential that you get a colonoscopy to see what's going on. So, you know, you got to put it out to friends, to family, to you know, people at your church or at your Lions Club, people in a community. You got to get to the center and have the test performed to make sure that you don't have colon cancer. So get the test, and I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. You get the test, and then you call us back, tell us what the result is. And I'm hoping that you're one of those folks with a false positive, but it's mandatory that you get tested, because early detection of colon cancer can mean the difference between survival and dying. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we often talk about cannabinoids here, specifically CBD. The interesting article in the July 5th, 2023, Aging Research Reviews, about the potential for cannabinoids to have a beneficial effect on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's in contradistinction to marijuana. Marijuana, it's no coincidence that they call it dope, because studies show that it can impair short-term memory, focus, and concentration. But when you take out the THC and you isolate the CBD component of hemp, in this case, there's also CBD in marijuana, but the ratio of THC to CBD is much higher in marijuana than in hemp plants. Hemp plants have a variety of cannabinoids, including things like cannabidiol or CBD, but also cannabinol, cannabigerol, cannabidivarin, and cannabichromine. So that kind of like broad spectrum cannabinoids that have an impact on the endocannabinoid system. We have an internal system that signals using endogenous cannabinoids that help us alleviate pain, that facilitate mood, and so on. So in this review, they discuss, and I'm quoting, the current state of the art regarding the contribution of the endocannabinoid system in synaptic transmission, the plasticity of the brain, and neurogenesis. Yeah, we want neurogenesis. Just like the book of Genesis, it means creation. Neurons can, contrary to what we used to think, once your neurons died, you know, you partied hardy, you pulled an all-nighter, and how many brain cells did you lose? Well, you're constantly losing and regenerating brain cells. According to these researchers, exogenous cannabinoids were evaluated in the treatment of depression and for delaying the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And they had an impact on signaling with neurotransmitters like serotonin, adrenaline, dopamine, and glutamate. And they go into the weeds on the evidence that suggests that these endogenous cannabinoids, but also taking external cannabinoids, can reduce neuroinflammation. Inflammation in the brain can cause deterioration of brain function, neurodegenerative disease, even maybe responsible for depression. There's some studies that suggest that curcumin, for example, may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but it also may be helpful in the treatment of depression because it quells inflammation in the brain. So there you have it. I'm a big fan of CBD, and this is a nice segue to an announcement about the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. They're about as high-test as you can get over the counter. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. It's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Grab it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. They really are great. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and somebody weighed in with a question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about amylase, the digestive enzyme. On a scale of 31 to 110, mine was 138, and I wonder what could be causing that. Is it serious, and is there anything you can do about it?
Okay. Yeah, this is a question for you and your doctor, because sometimes, so what is amylase? First of all, amylase is something that is used to digest starches, and it is present in two main locations in the body. It's in the salivary gland, so you begin the digestion of starches in your mouth. So if you're eating a starchy food, you know, make sure you chew it. Don't bold it down, because you'll lose the action of amylase to break it down, and it'll be incompletely digested. But also the pancreas makes amylase, which makes it look confusing when you have an elevated amylase, because especially in older individuals, you can sometimes get a little stone in your salivary ducts. And usually that produces a much higher amylase than this little bump that you're experiencing. But you can get a false positive reading suggesting that you've got a pancreatic problem, like pancreatitis, when it's actually the problem is in your salivary glands in your mouth. So your doctor is confronted with a little bit of a dilemma, like, what do I do here? Because the levels are only slightly elevated, he may say, let's watch and wait. Repeat the test in 3 months. If it's going up, then we got to do some investigation. We've got to take do an evaluation of your pancreas. Sometimes that involves a CT or an MRI. Sometimes if you have a very high level of pancreatic amylase. And by the way, you can do, there's another test that you can do. The ordinary test just looks for amylase. Doesn't tell you where it's from, whether it's from the salivary glands or whether it's from the pancreas. But you can do a test that differentiates them. It's called amylase isoenzymes. And isoenzymes mean that they're very similar and they would be lumped in an ordinary test, but a more discriminating test can tell you whether it's from the mouth or whether it's from the pancreas. And then the investigation can proceed, you know, what's causing the elevation. Amylase is often very highly elevated in pancreatitis. It can be a sign that there's a blockage in the pancreatic duct. And the ERCP test is a test where they go down via your mouth with a probe, and they kind of shimmy that probe through your pancreatic duct and see if there's some sort of blockage there that could be caused by a stone or it could be caused by something worse. And then they can find out precisely why your amylase is elevated. So a variety of causes of elevated amylase, sometimes hyperparathyroidism can cause it. But it really needs to be investigated if it's found to be persistently high, especially if it's going up, 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 up. That's the story. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is intriguing for people who suffer from migraines. You know, there are new migraine medications. They're called CGRP antagonists. And they are not used to take specifically when you have a migraine. They're used continuously to reduce the risk of having a migraine. And they've been successful not at abolishing migraines, usually, but reducing the intensity and frequency of migraines. They really can work. And I recommend that people suffering from migraines consider them. Other people have noticed that using an ice pack on your head can alleviate migraine discomfort. It's a good old-fashioned treatment for migraines. It sort of works. They even have specially designed cold caps, which people can put on their head that alleviates migraine discomfort. Now researchers are looking at a very innovative treatment that is used when you have an acute migraine. You don't have to do this all the time, but it's something that you can do as a way of, in a drug-free fashion, treating a migraine attack. There are medications that can be used, the triptans that can be used as a nasal spray, taken orally. These medications can be used in the event of a migraine attack. But what about a non-invasive, safe, non-pharmacological treatment? And it's called transnasal evaporative cooling. It involves putting cool, dry air into your nasal passages. There's a device that delivers it. Most patients reported relief of their symptoms after receiving 15 minutes of transnasal evaporative cooling. And this has been on the drawing boards for a few years. I looked at the studies, and the studies began in the 20-teens, and they're close to offering this device as a medically approved treatment, FDA-approved device, for the treatment of migraine. The findings were presented at the American Headache Society meeting that just occurred this year. So they say everyone who has migraine disease needs abortive treatment. In other words, something that can knock out the migraine when you have it. There is a need for safe and effective acute treatment for migraine because, you know, drugs sometimes not that effective, and they have side effects. So what they found is that in a small study, 24 patients were randomized to receive 15 minutes of cooling via like a nasal cannula, like a tube that goes up your nose. And they looked at pain levels. 88%, 8 of 9 patients reported pain relief at 2 hours. Of these, 44% reported being pain-free at 2 hours, all without need for rescue medication. So it's like, it's pretty effective. It's not 100%, but it does ameliorate the discomfort. And the thought is that the cooling affects something called the sphenopalatine ganglion. It's a large, kind of a grand central station where all your nerves meet in your head, behind your nasal passages. And that by cooling the sphenopalatine ganglion, you turn down the volume on pain signals. That's how it seems to work. The transnasal evaporative cooling device cools by blowing dry ambient air across the nasal turbinates and may work by neuromodulation. Neuromodulation, modulating nerve impulses via the sphenopalatine ganglion for migraine. So it's an innovative treatment. Is it available yet? I think they're going for FDA approval, but it's on the drawing boards. The study was sponsored by CoolTech Corporation, and you know, look for that to be introduced as a medical device in the near future. I think it's very promising. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Some
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You get your podcast.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frangel, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24-7 because, well, we want you to be able to reach out any time of the week. So let's hear this question.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica, PMR, and they've got me on prednisone, and I started out with 15 milligrams, 1.5, and they're going to be decreasing it every month until I eventually go off. But my question is, it has a lot of side effects that I read about in the pamphlet from the pharmacy, and I was wondering if there is an alternative to help with this condition, generally just being achy, arms and legs, achy when I walk, and tired. Prednisone helps a lot. I feel much, much better, just like a different person, but I'd rather not take medication or drugs for this, so... Anyway, if there's anything you can suggest that might be an alternative.
Okay. So PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, poly means every, myalgia means muscles, and rheumatica means that it's a rheumatological or an inflammatory disease that affects all the muscles. And it is distinctive from fibromyalgia, where you might not have high markers of inflammation. Your body aches, but you don't have a high ESR, a SED rate, or you don't have a high C-reactive protein. These are easily available markers for inflammation. And when you have a SED rate, you know, 60, 70, 80, and you have body-wide pain, then you have polymyalgia rheumatica. And the nice thing about it is that it does respond really well to prednisone and even low doses of prednisone. Some diseases, you know, like colitis or something, you have to give 40, 50, 60 milligrams of prednisone to quell the inflammation. But with polymyalgia rheumatica, and by the way, the vast majority of individuals suffering from PMR are over the age of 65 or 70 and predominantly female, and it is associated somewhat with advanced age and frailty. So they tend to respond to fairly low doses. So start with 15, which is a pretty low dose. You're not going to get a lot of side effects. It may affect sleep. It may affect mood. High doses of prednisone can even produce psychosis, certainly, you know, mood alterations. When you take, and then the other thing is you can quickly taper. So you can go to, you know, 15, you feel a little better. And the goal is to taper you as quickly as possible because you don't want to keep, I mean, you could say, gee, I feel great on this. Why not stay on it for the rest of my life? Well, no. It can accelerate cataracts. It can increase your blood sugar. It can cause your bone mineral density to deplete. Yeah, all the side effects that you see. It can cause mood alterations and so on. So I see patients with PMR, and either I put them on low doses of prednisone or I agree with their regimen of prednisone, but the goal is to get them off as quickly as possible. And what tends to help is, number one, patients with PMR tend to have very low levels of DHEA. DHEA is suppressed by prednisone. Often people with PMR have low levels of DHEA anyway, so I give them some DHEA, maybe 25, even 50 milligrams of DHEA if they're men. I also give high doses of vitamin D because it actually is great in rheumatological diseases. High doses of fish oil and curcumin and sometimes boswellin, this is sort of an anti-inflammatory cocktail. These are some of the things that can facilitate your tapering so that you can taper more quickly and get back to basics. Another thing for sleep, since prednisone interrupts the synthesis of melatonin, I give patients a fairly high dose melatonin when they have PMR, you know, 5, 10, 20 even of prednisone, melatonin to offset the sleep interruption that sometimes occurs when you take prednisone, because it can be quite disconcerting. You know, it really interrupts your sleep quality. But if you're less subject to pain, you may ultimately sleep better. So, yeah, it is. There are certainly some things you can do naturally, and an anti-inflammatory diet is important, too. If you're eating a lot of junk, ultra-processed foods that are pro-inflammatory, you want to get away from that. Then take the foods that are anti-inflammatory, lots of vegetables rich in polyphenols, fish rich in EPA and DHA, nuts, which have precursors to EPA and DHA, the olive oil. These are excellent things to take, which can sort of accelerate your tapering from prednisone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Our number will be available next hour, so call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. 888-722-3726 or visit Senior Care.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Heat, and more heat across much of the country.
Heat advisories or excessive heat warnings is about 28 million people, focused on the Southwest U.S. back through Texas and a few other places such as Florida and Eastern Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says over the next week, some heat records could be broken.
Getting to be midweek, we're looking at a potential for, areas like Phoenix may set their daily high temperature, getting to, around 114.
Health officials urging people to avoid outdoor activities between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And if you do go out, they say use sunscreen, drink plenty of water, and cover up. President Biden's landed in London late today on his way to a NATO summit in Lithuania. He's scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Sunak at 10 Downing Street tomorrow before heading to Windsor Castle to meet King Charles. Former President Trump in Las Vegas last night telling supporters at a rally that despite the fact Nevada's been hard hit states for Republicans to win, he believes he can do it in 2024. And as for his competition, he says rival Governor DeSantis is going to lose votes in Iowa over his stance on corn-based fuel.
They want ethanol, and he was against ethanol. And when he was against ethanol, he just lost Iowa. But now he wants to go back, and maybe he wants to rethink ethanol. Let me tell you, he's not going to do it.
Former president hitting all the usual campaign high notes during his time at the mic. An Oklahoma judge throwing out a lawsuit seeking reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The judge on Friday dismissing with prejudice the lawsuit, trying to force the city and others to make recompense for the destruction of the once thriving black district known as Greenwood. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Pentagon says a U.S. drone strike in Syria has killed the leader of the Islamic State group.
The military says three drones were involved in the operation in northwest Syria, searching for the militant Usama al-Muhajir. An official speaking on condition of anonymity says the Islamic State group leader was riding a motorcycle when he was spotted and struck. The military's not saying how it made the identification and that it doesn't think any civilians were killed, although there might have been an injury. This happened Friday, a day after Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder described the operation.
We have been in Syria for many years now fighting ISIS as part of an international coalition.
He was speaking in the context of Russian aircraft harassing the U.S. drones, veering them off course. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An energy drink popular with kids is facing scrutiny from lawmakers and health experts.
Officials say Prime contains potentially dangerous levels of caffeine. It was launched last year by a pair of YouTube stars and has become very popular with a lot of young followers. One lawmaker says it has nearly twice as much caffeine as Red Bull and poses a health risk to children. But a Prime spokesman says the drinks are clearly marked as not recommended for minors. Jason Walker reporting.
Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub suing New York City to block new minimum pay rules for food delivery workers. The recently announced rules could nearly triple average earnings for app-based delivery drivers in the coming years. The companies claim the charges, or the changes that is, would result in higher costs for consumers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And I really appreciate you being here today. We have a wonderful program today with the great guys from Bath Wizard, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owner-operators. Seriously, of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. This company is blowing up. You can reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Did you have a great fourth?
It was a bang-up time.
Boom, boom.
Great fourth over here.
Everybody have their digits? We're all good?
The first year ever, I didn't light anything.
Oh, okay. No, you're a spectator this year.
I didn't even do that.
Oh, okay.
I took a year off of that.
Okay. You know, that's not a bad idea. So, so we're going to talk about something that I think this is just really, really interesting, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about it. Next generation water management systems. And when we were speaking off mic here before the program, you made a really good point about everyone thinks about all the water outside of their house, but what about the water inside of your house?
Yeah, two places that I've noticed over the last couple of years, people don't think about water management. They think about it on their roof for sure, but they don't think about it on a boat.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it inside their own house in the shower, which is kind of like a rain cloud storm every time you turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how do you... So it's important. We talk about, you know, water built the Grand Canyon and how you have to watch out for leaks, even if it's a drip over a number of years, it's going to cause major, major problems. So what about, I mean, how do you manage the water within your home and do that efficiently?
Well, I think it starts philosophically first with the idea of first principle thinking.
Okay.
You'll find some engineers in the world are really concentrated on solving problems with first principle thinking. Probably more famous, Elon Musk, that's really what he's been doing with his companies. And you see that with SpaceX and why they have reusable rockets versus rockets that can only be used one time. First principle thinking, they've decided how do we use superior material so they last longer. Well, in a very similar way, we're looking at how do we use superior materials and superior methods of installation so that we get a longer lasting product so that you have water management for a longer period of time in your home.
So what does it mean by managing your water? What does that mean?
That's just taking the water from, in our business, it means thinking about the water coming up from the floor because that's really where our specialty lies in the wet space or the wet area of the bathroom. So we take a water management system approach from the floor all the way to the shower head and everywhere between.
Okay.
And that's the material the pipe's made out of, the method of installation that the pipe is used, how it's leveled. Hey, here's the thought. You ought to level stuff.
You know, that's just such a fundamental. You would assume that this, to me, that's just a given, but it sounds like it's not.
I was probably in the business for about 5 years before I met someone that, like, leveled everything.
Oh, my gosh.
They would have a level,
they just didn't use it.
Yeah. I was sticking to sales more than install, and then it, like, oh, my gosh. These guys don't level half the stuff they do.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And that's an industry norm.
Oh, boy.
Eyeballs. Eyeball it.
Oh, that's about right. That's about right. About
feels
right.
Feels right.
Yeah. Oh, well, about right is not good enough for me, and it's definitely not good enough for the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. So these attention to details, it absolutely matters.
Absolutely does. I'll give you another example of poor water management. We had a customer that a couple years ago was very set on a very particular set of shower doors. And we talked through the pros and cons of those shower doors, but that's what they wanted. They just said, would you please install these? And then shortly after the installation of the bathroom, they loved our system, but the shower doors were, you'll be not surprised, they were leaking.
Oh, boy.
Why were they leaking? Well, the doors didn't fully close against the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So there was cracks within, not cracks in the glass, but there was large air gaps that was doing, she said, it's letting cold air in this spot and that spot. And when we try to rinse off the water from the soap on the shower doors, the water's going all over the floor. So we'd gotten a low step in for someone in the house who needed that.
Yeah.
And now they said there's water all over the floor, and it creates a new hazard that they didn't have before.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it really pays to listen to experts give their opinion.
I tell this story quite a bit to the sales reps on our staff. You know, me at 10 or 12 years old with a dad being a custom home builder, I'd see him put in a skylight in other people's houses. And I'd say, hey, Dad, let's put a skylight in our house. He says, we are never having a skylight in our house. And what my dad was teaching me was water management systems. You don't put a hole in your roof.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have customers like, we don't do a lot of fad stuff at Bath Wizard. If we do, we're going to make you sign a waiver because it's not a great idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The current cool fad right now is cutting holes in your shower wall and calling it a niche mm-hmm. to put your shampoo bottles.
Okay, well, yeah.
To us, that's kind of like putting a sunroof on your roof.
It's just
a hole in your water management system.
Yeah. Well, you're creating an opportunity for problems. Okay, so I have a little shelf to put my shampoo on, but you're creating definitely just a lot more angles, a lot more potential cracks, a lot more potential leaks, voluntarily, I guess.
Because something's attractive and exciting, someone sees a picture online, they've seen something on TV, and they're like, I'd like to have that. But they don't know, because no one's shared, what the downside of that product would be in the bathroom. And so that's what we enjoy in every department in our organization. We're all about engineering and determining, you know, the pros and cons of every system. And just because another company might offer it doesn't mean that we will adopt that until we've proven that it would work.
A really good example of water management system and systems, and in fact, we coined the term and trademarked the term next generation water management systems.
Okay.
And that is, how does your water get from you to the drain? And if you're using what's called a mortar bed pan, that's someone typically eyeballing the slope.
Okay.
So beautiful shower, just a month later you see a pool of water in a spot that we call it the slide. You got to take your foot and slide the foot squeegee.
I've got one of those in my garage. So.
Yeah. So and
very irritating.
Customers don't see that's a big deal, and then a month, 6 months later it gets a little white spot.
Mhm.
And you go buy a hard an aggressive cleaner to get the white stuff gone, then you just damaged your water management.
Yeah.
Even further, now it becomes what's called a wick, it wicks the water down to the subfloor. Anyway, we spend a lot of time with how's this going to drain, and customers want a wide pan. Ah, we want one
4 foot wide. Okay, are you having parties in your shower, or you just want to look cool?
Yeah.
If you're not having parties and it's just going to be you, some of the biggest, fanciest hotels in America have a 30 or 32-inch wide. So we teach water management basics.
And going back to another application of the house that I think people are more familiar with, there are rules that contractors have to follow and when they're making a new roof on your house. If they're putting on a sunroof or a new gable, there's a certain slope, rise of a run that has to be done for water to properly flow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who will come in and do whatever you want in the bathroom without thinking of the rise of a run or really how that water's going to drain.
Oh, my gosh. See, so... You're raising all kinds of red flags for me because I'm looking in my own house going, I think someone eyeballed I think so. And I don't think it's properly supported because after a period of time, you can hear it. And that's the joist underneath it, isn't it? The support?
Most likely.
Well, the problem. Here in about 10 years, you're going to see the areas of town like Leawood and some of those areas that have built these beautiful tile showers.
Yep.
They're just going to be a gigantic money pit to fix because the water management has just been totally neglected.
No doubt about that. So if this is getting your attention, if it's resonating with you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should take a look at that, call Bath Wizard and have someone come out, take a look, and give you an estimate on what it would take to do it the right way. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the life expectancy of big box store-bought items? A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 20 years. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the life expectancy of big box store bought items? Is it A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 20 years? And the answer is B, 10 years. Now, I'm a little bit surprised by that. I thought it might be a little bit longer, but why is the life expectancy of store-bought, you know, big-box store items that we all see out there only 10 years? That seems short to me.
Well, it's 10 years on the product warranty, and then on typical, you know, your typical store-bought item. If you read that warranty, however, I always compare it to like internal combustion, like or what's the term? No, that's not the term. When something catches on fire for no apparent spontaneous combustion. So if you read the warranties on most of them, it's pretty much only covering spontaneous combustion, meaning if it, because every other disclaimer in the warranty would make it not a warranty.
Oh, boy.
But if it's installed correctly, then there's absolutely nothing that could go wrong with it. So it's an easy warranty to back because, but it's very easy to get out of too because they're never installed correctly. So,
But and then you go back to the installer. And he's the guy in the neighborhood or whoever, right? And if they're not using a level and they're not doing it properly and you have a leak or whatever, then that voids the warranty. And then you go back to the installer. Well, he's selling insurance now. And so he's doing something else, or he's just flat out not answering his phone. He's not going to back it up.
Yeah. Right? The construction trade is a lot of in and out, for the installers. So what you said, they're not in the business anymore.
Yeah.
And, I think James will be able to explain it best, but it's really the lack of regulation. Like, I'm the anti-government, if there's anyone.
Yeah.
But regulation, when it steps on consumers' toes over and over and over again, might be needed. And there's some talk of changing the regulations.
Well, to give you an example, we get a lot of resumes of people who want a job at Bath Wizard, mm-hmm. and there was a particular guy who made it through a few rounds, and he was very confident that he was the best. He was the best installer we could ever have, and he wanted to have a good job with us. So in talking with him, he was showing us pictures of work that he's done, and it was beautiful work. The pictures did look awesome.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, you know, how do you determine your slope of these drains you're putting in, of these pans that you're building? And he just looked at me very excited, and with his hands, for those who can't see what I'm about to do, he said, "I'm an artist."
Oh, the jazz hands.
I'm an artist.
Oh, boy.
And
by the way, that's you can be an artist on all this other stuff, but the slope, the function of the whole purpose to drain the water,
That's the wrong answer.
Exactly. and we see that a lot. And what Chris was saying earlier, it's exactly what we see. Because there isn't any, there's no national training for anybody. So it's not that everyone's intentionally trying to do it wrong. They just haven't been trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they can do anything, and most people are excited to deliver what the customer wants. The customer shows you a picture from something on Pinterest, or they'll say, hey, can you make it like this? And I want it this wide, and I want this really large pan. The guy's like, yeah, I can do that for you because I'm going to get paid. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be abrasive with the person who's paying them.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, they might design something or build something that doesn't make sense.
Yep. I've had a lot of contractors work for me over the years when we used to use subcontractors. Mm-hmm. And we don't do that anymore, but I still follow. I'm still friends with them. They're nice people.
Yeah.
They don't even know that they're ignorant about water management systems.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so cute. I call it cute. It's cute what they do. You follow on Facebook, and it looks cool.
It's artistic.
It's beautiful-ish. But, you know, hey, I was looking for a new house a couple of years ago, walking through the beautiful new spec homes. And before I even coined the term next-generation water management, I see this beautiful shower, and there's like five people in front of me, and everyone's going, ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
I look down and say, it's got water pooling in it from when the cleaning lady got ready to show it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Well, you can't have the water sitting there. It has to go somewhere, and it has to dry out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if it sits there over and over and over again, it's a guaranteed problem. So if quality, if you want the looks, go somewhere else, okay? If you want the looks and quality, so I'm a quality guy. If I can't buy the right thing the first time, and if I need to hold off a little bit to get something really good that's going to last me a really long time, that has been my my mode of operation for as long as I can possibly remember. If that is how you feel, reach out to Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. Now let's talk about this term extreme specialization. What is that?
Well, extreme specialization is, you know, everything we do at Bath Wizard is kind of on an extreme level, but it starts with kind of, we call it an imagination lab. That's just the people at the top who are like, why do they do it the way they do it, and why has it been done that way forever?
Mm.
So, and then from there, since we are extreme specialists, that is, we don't care about your front door. We don't care about your siding. We don't care about your windows. We don't care about your bathroom floor. We don't care about your bathroom vanity. Until we've figured out phase one, that's the wet area.
Yeah.
Until we've got that right, we don't need to think about the other.
Yeah.
So what is extreme specialization? I think a lot of it is just getting the customer, you know, hey, focus back on this. Ah, that's a great idea. Focus back on
yeah, right.
But we got to fix the really big problem, and the elephant in the room is, where's all the water going to go?
And you do get someone who will say, okay, I want to stay in my house longer. And then they want to get into, like, paint colors for the wall and what fixture of light. And at the end of the day, those are all great conversations. Those are phase two, phase three type parts of the bathroom. And people hire Bath Wizard for that phase one fundamental. And we can do the other things, too, but really we're there to solve a problem.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What about extreme vertical integration?
Well, it's no secret that we make it, sell it, install it, and warranty it. What does that mean? Well, we don't make every single part that goes in the bathroom. We're on a mission to eventually do that. But what we do in the meantime, while we're not making every piece, is we're ordering from suppliers that private label it just for us.
Yeah, they manufacture to your specs.
To very specific specs. Yeah. And we're not asking about cutting the cost. A good example is our glass. We don't manufacture our glass. But we're the only ones in Kansas City that I know of that offer treated glass.
Hmm.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a little more expensive, but it's a whole lot better product.
Yeah. Well, the cost to us is what, like $150?
Right.
For the glass.
Okay.
Our competitors, you can see right through it.
Yeah.
Why offer it? It's $150. Yeah. Us, $150 is how we look in the eye and say we're the best.
Excellent. If this conversation is, again, if it's resonating with you, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being in today. Really appreciate it, and glad we all have our digits. And keep on doing all the great work that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
By ASUS. Many families today can relate to the same problem, how to get the kids off their devices. The home is filled with so much tech these days that sometimes you just need to take a break. And so we asked tech expert Carly Knobloch to fill us in on the Tony Box.
It's a little screen-free speaker system that allows kids ages 3 and up to unlock different songs and stories using these magnetic figures called Tony. So you just magnetically put this little action figure on top of the box and it plays you all these cute songs and stories. It's so great for just downtime with the kids, playtime, bedtime, even when you're on the go. And you can find over 75 of your child's favorite characters like Wildcrats and Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol, Disney princesses, and they have some nice company from their favorite characters.
Check out the Tony Box at tonys.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Here's YouTube sensation Paul Chatto sharing why he doesn't curse in his videos.
It's way more fun coming up with alternatives to swearing. Woody Allen has this terrific gag. You know, he said, "I ran into the car in front of me. The driver got out of his car and told me to go forth and multiply," but not those words. So isn't that funnier than saying the F word?
You can hear Paul and so much more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, now on iTunes.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at Subaru.com/care.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Had something come up here recently, so I think we need to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so be very, and I mean very, can I all cap that? Very careful about choosing the correct level of care when you're out in the market trying to find a senior care community. You got to get that one right. Otherwise, there will be all kinds of problems. So I was recently working with just the nicest family to help them find a place for their parents, both their parents. Primarily, their mom needed to care, but dad is at home. He's been her caregiver for a long time, providing more and more care. Does this sound familiar to anyone? And he's getting really tired and just absolutely worn out. And it's they probably should have done something sooner, but the men out there, and I'm raising my own hand, sometimes we are known as the heroic caregiver. Oh, I got this. Oh, I don't need any help. Now, does that sound familiar, guys? Okay, if you're honest, you're raising your hand. I'm raising my hand. Oh, I got that. Okay. I don't need any help. So it's easy to do, okay? But mom needs care. Dad is her caregiver. Dad is completely worn out. That's the situation. So now it's time to look at some places. They were told by professionals, I'm using my air quotes, that mom would be just fine in the assisted living level of care. And again, assisted living is a social model. It's not a medical model. Can help you with your activities of daily living, distribute your medications, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about that a lot on the program. But with my proprietary geriatric care assessment, I say she's definitely more appropriate for the long-term care level of care. Okay? Now, I did say, with an asterisk, if you will, she may be able to stay in the assisted living level of care, but you'd have to find an assisted living community that offers a very high level of the care that can be provided at that level, okay? So some assisted living communities don't provide a whole lot of help. Some provide a lot more help than others, okay? So you'd have to find one that is on that upper end of what they'll provide you. But as her needs increase, and they are quickly increasing, okay, they will very soon not be able to meet her needs, and her stay there would be a short one. So most assisted living communities do not really want a brand new resident coming in at their highest capability because there's nowhere to go. So if you come in at their maximum level of care, and then you start to need more care than that, guess what? You're going to have to move. And I don't care what any, and I mean any, assisted living sales rep is going to say, oh, we're an age-in-place community, and we, you know, blah, 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 all the sales stuff. Every single assisted living community has its limit, period.
And if you cross that threshold, you will be discharged. You'll have to move somewhere else. So here's the sales. Oh, we have patient lifts. We do that. A lot of them don't, but we can do that. And, well, can you do this? Oh, yeah. Well, can you monitor her increasing incontinence management needs? Oh, yeah. We've got that. Yeah, we could take your mom in assisted living. So the family got really excited about that because, you know, they saw a nice apartment. You know, very nice place. Nicer place versus long-term care. Right? Less cost, a lot less cost. Dad could stay with her. That was a big sales point or selling point. Dad could stay there as the second person. However, as she's moved closer and closer to that moving date, guess what that assisted living facility says? You know, after we thought about it here, we've decided that we're not going to be able to meet her needs. There's just too much care required. She's probably a better fit for long-term care. So what that tells me is that a fairly aggressive salesperson made all these promises, and then the actual operations folks, along with nursing, who actually do the care, provide the care, said, oh, wait a minute, no, that's not going to work. Right? You've got to be so careful out there. But then they turned around. This is, and by the way, if this sounds like some isolated story, it's not. This story and the stories like it happen every single day. And I'm not trying to be grumpy. And I'm not trying to say everyone does it wrong, but this is just very common. It's so common. Why do you think I get so many calls at Senior Care Consulting to fix this stuff? Because people know I will tell them the truth. And I will do this properly and accurately. And I'm not going to tell you something you want to hear just to make you feel good or make some kind of a over-promise, under-deliver sales kind of a pitch, if you will. I tell you the truth. I tell you what it is. It's like really black and white to me. But then they came back and they said, well, now, wait a minute. If your dad stays with her and he can help her with her care, then we'll be happy to admit her into our assisted living apartment. What a horrible, terrible idea that is. The whole purpose of moving mom to assisted living is because dad can no longer provide her care. He is starting to fail and suffer because of just that crushing stress of being a caregiver. He can't do it anymore. So if they moved her into this assisted living, they will let dad do almost all of the work. I've seen it over. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen the spouse continue to take care of their spouse. This takes the facility off the hook, and now dad is declining again and just wearing out even more. And by the way, he's spending $7,000 or $8,000 a month to do it. He could do it at home for free. So I'm happy to say that after all of this push and pull, the family can see very clearly that good old Steve and his proprietary geriatric care assessment and all of his years of experience, old Steve was right. Right out of the gate, they got led on this crazy journey, and they came back to ground zero here, where Steve said, this is what we need, this is the right level of care. And now they're going to move forward with the proper level of care for mom. I also warned him, I said, since these folks are just kind of all over the place, be real careful. They may try to tempt your dad into signing a negotiated risk agreement. I don't have a lot of time to go into that, but what that is, essentially, is it's a document that says, we will accept your loved one, but if they're injured from a fall or if they need this or if that happens, we have no risk of liability in that. And it takes them off the hook. And just let your dad deal with it. Okay, now I don't know if they've been offered that, but it wouldn't surprise me. So if you're ever asked to sign a negotiated risk agreement, particularly at the assisted living level of care, run, don't walk, do not sign it, because what they're telling you very clearly is that they can't meet your loved one's needs, and if something happens, you don't hold them liable. That's it. So don't do that. It also says that you're not at the right level of care. So don't get your advice from someone who benefits financially from making the sale. Get solid advice from an objective third party that works for you, and be very careful about the level of care you choose.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay, I'm going to have a lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but a child, you can sell 5 to 10 times per day. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. And remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward. Go to angel.com/freedom. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is Biden's economic plan truly working? Wages are going backwards as new regulations are costing $10,000 per American. With inflation at a higher rate, your spending power goes down. Make sure you know what numbers to pay attention to. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So I want to review the seasonal demand for senior care. A lot of folks do not understand. There's a cycle, and I can draw a line, a picture of it. And it catches a lot of folks off guard. And I talk a lot about this kind of at the end of the year and the first of the year when it's the demand is the highest. But something came up the other day. I was talking with a couple that I'm working with, and they were just really surprised. And I thought, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. So I thought, well, why don't we share this on the program today? So if you look at a normal bell curve, and by the way, this is in a blog on my website, seniorcareconsulting.com. Just go to the blog section and just look for the line. You'll see it. So it's the highest in January and February. That is the peak demand every single year. And then it starts to kind of tail off. And it's not like your typical bell curve where it starts high and then it drops way down and then it comes over and then it starts to come back up and then it ends high again. It's not your typical bell curve. It doesn't go that deep because there is always a demand for senior care. Always. So that demand is pretty high. So it doesn't drop way down, again, like your typical bell curve. It starts off high, and then it starts to kind of tail down, and then it sits. So it's more like a shallow cereal bowl is probably the best way to envision that. And so it'll start to fade down, and then in the summer months, it's the lowest demand. Now, you have to realize there's always a demand, and the best places have a high demand all year. It's just higher in January and February. Okay, but overall, the demand is the lowest June through August. Here we are right in the middle of the trough. And then what happens is we enter the fall, weather starts cooling off a little bit, we start heading towards the holidays, it starts to tail up, and we get through the holidays at the end of the year, and then boom, it bounces up. So it's a little bit of a cricket cereal bowl where one side of the bowl, the left side is a little bit higher than the right side of the bowl, and then you've got this little trough. So hopefully you can kind of imagine what that looks like. So again, we are in the lowest part of that seasonal cycle. So they were surprised to realize that right now is the best play, it is the absolute best time to secure your space if you're thinking about moving
within the next 12 months. They're like, really? Well, we were thinking about maybe moving toward the end of this year or possibly in the springtime. And I'm like, well, guess it, and they want to work with Senior Care Consulting, and we're working together. Okay, and they said, but that actually makes a lot of sense to get out ahead of this. I'm constantly preaching being proactive, move before you think you need to move, and you'll never regret moving, maybe even if it's a little early. Get out and do your homework, get your name on a wait list so that you can comfortably manage the wait list. I'm constantly talking about that. But I explained all of this to this sweet couple, very nice people. And again, they're a little bit surprised. They had no idea that the demand was so high all year long. Now, it's lower in the summer, but it gets kind of off the charts in the highest part of that cycle. Especially if you're trying to find the very best place. And that's my job with Senior Care Consulting. We're not going to go to some terrible place with poor performance, poor track record, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go to the best places. Well, the best places are in very high demand, right? So they were just surprised that with all of this. And so many times when you go to the best communities, you're going to have a waiting list. Maybe it's a short list, maybe it's a really long list, but they're in demand for a reason because they do a great job. So that's where you want to go. So here's how the waiting list works. So I explained this all to my clients, and they were so pleased to learn this and then get out proactively and take care of this so that they can comfortably manage the wait list. So here's how that waiting list works. And a lot of people think that when your name comes up, if you're not quite ready to move, that they're going to penalize you by kicking you down to the bottom of the wait list, which could have 10, 15, 30 names on the wait list, okay? Must do not work that way. The standard way to work a waiting list works like this. So we go out, we research the market, we identify our top options, we'll go out and tour the places. I ask all the questions that most of my clients would never even know to ask. I gather all that information, report that back to them so that they can make an informed decision. But we're not ready to move yet. It might be this fall. It might be before the end of the year, before the holidays. It might be after the first of the year, or maybe even next spring. Okay, it's not too early to do this, not at all. So you get your name on the wait list. Maybe you're number 8 or 10. Or maybe you are number 18 or 20 on the list. Okay, and then over time, your name will start to work its way up to the top of the list. Now, once you're in that number 1 slot, you're next in line for the next space available, they're going to give you a call. They're going to say, hey, we have that assisted living apartment available. Are you ready to move? Or, hey, we have a bed or a room in our long-term care community. Are you ready to move? If so, that it's yours. You're next on the list. If you're not ready to move, that's okay. You can decline and if the timing's not quite right. And if you say, you know what, we're not quite ready to move, call me the next time around. So what they'll do is then they're going to call number 2, and they don't need it yet. Number 3, yeah, we move mom out to, you know, out of state to live next to my brother. You know, number 4, my dad passed away. We weren't expecting that, so we no longer need your services. And all of these things are very common. They'll say, I'm very sorry to hear that. They'll call number 5. And number 5 says, I'll take it. Okay, and then all the others move up. But you sit there at number 1. That's how it works. And then they're going to call you the next time a space is available. And if you're not quite ready, they're going to say, okay, we'll call you when the next space is available. And they'll work down 2, 3, 4, 5, and they'll go all the way down and until someone takes it. And they'll do this over and over and over again until you are ready to move. It's just that simple. So that's why so many people are working, again, with Senior Care Consulting, to do our homework, get our name on a wait list, and then we can manage that wait list. And if we're not quite ready to move, then we can say, call us next time. And that way you are in full control of your move. So if that's resonating with you, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. A nightclub area of downtown Cleveland, the scene of an early Sunday morning shooting, sending 9 people to the hospital with no fatalities, though. Police Chief Wayne Drummond says the shooting happened despite a heavy presence of police in the area.
An individual who actually started shooting at a crowd of people. That's what we have right now. It's important to note and understand we have officers assigned here. It's called the warehouse detail. We have officers assigned here at that particular time as patrons were coming out of different nightclubs. We had 2 officers actually and their cars, their marked cars, right at the corner.
Democrat Mayor Justin Bibb, though, wasted no time making it political, blaming state Republican lawmakers for the uptick in shootings across the state. A passenger in an SUV driving the wrong way early this morning died when the vehicle slammed into a city bus in Chicago. 15 people on the bus were injured. Heavy rain spawning extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley, killing at least one person, forcing road closures over the weekend. The flooding comes as much of the rest of the Northeast U.S. prepares to be hit by flooding as well. National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings across parts of southeastern New York, describing it as life-threatening, as well as warnings in northeastern New Jersey. The United States is working to win the release of detained journalists as well as other Americans in Russia.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. has been in contact with Russian officials to press for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
I do not want to give false hope. What the Kremlin said earlier this week is correct. There have been discussions, but those discussions have not produced a clear pathway to a resolution.
Last week, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow was allowed to visit Gershkovich for the first time since April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A new bill in the Senate could cost Americans more at the drugstore, says Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste.
The pharmacy benefits that 275 million Americans get through their employer, their trade association, the local, federal, state governments will be impacted negatively.
Schatz tells the Salem Radio Network SB 1339, the Pharmacy Benefit Manager Reform Act, introduced by progressive Senator Bernie Sanders as a money saver, would actually cut into the current yearly savings of over $1,000 in prescription drug prices currently enjoyed by consumers. A former Catholic priest in Louisiana has been sentenced to 25 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to drugging and molesting 17 men he met in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. the Hawaii State Capitol getting metal detectors.
The detectors will be deployed at 2 street-level elevator entrances and at 1 basement entrance to the building. The building will remain open to the public. The State Department of Public Safety says the metal detectors are an added layer of security that will make the Capitol a safer place. House Speaker Scott Sakey says he supports the enhanced security because people feel unsafe in the building. 37 other state capitals already have metal detectors. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of prisoners throughout the U.S. get their college degrees behind bars, most of them paid for by Pell Grants, which offers the neediest undergraduates tuition aid they don't have to repay. Now, that program is about to expand exponentially next month, giving about 30,000 more students behind bars some $130 million in financial aid per year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What could be more relaxing on a weekend than sitting back and listening to health information that is pre-digested, interpreted by yours truly. Our number, 877-726-8255. That means on a weekend where it's hard to get in touch with the doctor, you can go to urgent care, you can go to the ER, or you can call Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. If you've been hit by a bus, I recommend that you not wait for me to answer your question. Proceed directly to the emergency room and get all fixed up. But if you've got a chronic health problem, if you've got a question about a vitamin supplement, that falls within the realm of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. You can start calling this hour and next. And we got lots to talk about. We're going to take a look at the relationship between dietary nitrates found in green leafy vegetables and beets and the incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Also, some new thoughts on the ketogenic diet. Yes, it can help you lose weight, reduce your blood sugar, but ultimately does it, because of its high fat content, does it make you more highly at risk for cardiovascular disease? 877-726-8255, our number. And this week, big headline, less than 3% of us are truly healthy. That headline's been all over the internet, in the news, and it kind of goes along with a theme, which is the vast majority of us are too sedentary. We engage in lifestyle habits that are not healthy, such as smoking. We're not doing enough exercise. A very high percentage of us are overweight. Many of us are on medications. So this is yet another article that underlies the theme that it is the rare individual, truly an outlier, who is, quote, truly healthy. But let's take a look at the study. The study comes to us from York University in Canada, and the headline here, new study out of York U answers that anyone truly healthy. And what they did here in this study is they looked at risk factors for dying, 19 risk factors that they considered contributing to one's risk of dying prematurely. And when you do something like that, you have to make some arbitrary choices. You have to rank some things higher, other things lower. You have to include some things and exclude others. And so here's what they did. In terms of lifestyle, they deemed risk factors no physical activity, a high-fat diet, and right there, stop right there, that is a controversial assertion, because while overall high-fat diets are often accompanied by a lot of junk foods, there are some people who are on high-fat diets who are eating an exceptionally healthy diet. They may be on a high animal fat diet that is very low in carbs. They may be consuming grass-fed meats to the exclusion of lots of sugary foods, ultra-processed foods, and that could be healthy. But in this study, a high-fat diet is considered a risk factor for dying. Current smoking, of course, alcohol consumption, all right. When it comes to physiological measures, things that can be tested for, high blood pressure, okay. Hyperglycemia, which means elevated blood sugar, okay. Dyslipidemia, which is controversial because some people have high cholesterol and go on to celebrate their 100th birthday. Cardiovascular disease, okay, that's an objective fact, whether or not you've had a heart attack, a bypass, coronary stents, if you suffer from angina, okay. Cancer, fairly straightforward. You've had cancer, it puts you at risk of dying. And lung problems like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I'm okay with that. Then when it comes to social and mental factors, okay, we have to kind of factor that in, because certain social and psychological factors may increase, or in some cases decrease, providing resilience against dying. So they include here lack of health insurance. Surely there are some very healthy individuals who are what you might call bareback. They don't have health insurance. Health insurance is not always a guarantor of longevity. But having health insurance is a good backup plan if you should come down with some medical condition, okay? And you can go to the doctor, you can get checked out. If you have high blood pressure, you might go for years without a proper evaluation. So they consider lack of health insurance a risk factor. Low education, that's been demonstrated. People who are poorly educated, they have poor literacy, they have poor health literacy. They just don't get it about what you need to do to stay well. Food insecurity, all right, people who scrounge from meal to meal, often, unfortunately, individuals with food insecurity, paradoxically, they can be overweight, okay? You know, too many empty calories that are cheap. Low income is, unfortunately, a risk factor for early death in the United States, so that was included. Use of mental health medication, all right, there's one. Use of mental health medication is associated with a higher risk of curtailed longevity. And that may not be about the medication per se. The medication doesn't necessarily kill you, but it's a marker for high stress, depression, loneliness, anxiety, and we know that these things can take a toll on our health. Okay, in terms of physical conditions, arthritis, use of pain medication, obesity, obviously, limitations of activities of daily living for those over 60. Okay, well, if you're over 60 and you can't walk a block or two, of course, that's a risk factor for dying. And then something subjective, general self-rated health reported as either excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor. These entered into the calculation. And some people are in a fool's paradise. They might rate their health as good when they're at death's door, And conversely, some people may be rather hypochondriacal. They may be in excellent health, but they may be obsessed with little health problems that ultimately won't put them at risk. So the study, you know, there's some flaws in this. A high-fat diet, for example, was classified as a fat consumption of greater than 35% of total calories. Well, what if the fat comes from healthy sources, nuts, avocados, and so on, and lean or even fatty grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, poultry, eggs? Oh, I'm not entirely sure that that is always a risk factor for dying. Excess alcohol, consuming greater than average of 2 drinks on the days they consume alcohol, rather stringent requirement. A lot of people drinking more than that, and they, hence, are part of that 97% deemed unhealthy. So physiological risk factors, blood pressure, fasting, glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL and HDL, et cetera, et cetera. So they claim here that diabetes and hypertension rates have gone up over time. More people aren't exercising since the study began. By the way, the study spanned a long period. It went from the 1980s, 1988 to 1994, and then 1999 to 2014. And so they were able to ascertain that there was an effect because some people ultimately died. And they correlated that to some of the things that they surveyed. Being on mental health medications, not finishing high school, associated with health risks. So what they're saying here is that nearly all of us have room for improvement when it comes to various lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, smoking, alcohol, and drug intake. But there are other things seemingly beyond our control. Low education, food insecurity, these things can take a toll. So got to look behind the headlines. I think that it well may be that even if people have certain of these factors, that they can lead long and healthy lives. So let's not be alarmist about only 3% of us are healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Meditrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Meditrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Rollins Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can record a question. But we also take questions from live callers, and we've got John from Connecticut. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I went to the doctor's yesterday, and I did the Cologuard.
Yes.
I think that was last year. And I guess you're supposed to get there within a certain amount of time. Doctors like to, well, he pushes me to get on drugs and go do this and go do that. I guess that's what doctors are all about today. Not you, but I mean, you know, your family.
Present company accepted, right? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, my test was, it was positive.
Now, when was it positive? Was it last year or just now?
It was last year.
Okay. And then you never got follow-up from that? I mean, with a positive test? I mean, that kind of got lost in the
I didn't get a colonoscopy. It was a colonoscopy thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He wanted me to go for that. That's the only way you'll know. But the only problem, I have nobody to drive me, you know? And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was like, so I told him that yesterday, and he said, you're not going to go? You don't want to? I said, no, I don't really want one, but I don't want, you know, I got to get somebody to drive me there, too, because I am used to driving home, even when I have things done at the doctors in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, after a colonoscopy, you're sort of sedated and maybe mildly impaired, and so they want someone to accompany you. Also, if there's a complication afterwards, such as bleeding that they don't detect in the colonoscopy suite, they want somebody to be around so that, you know, if you should experience distress, lightheadedness due to an intestinal bleeding episode, they want somebody to be around to witness that. So, okay, so here's the deal. Cologuard test is a fairly accurate way of determining risk for colon cancer. It is the successor to something called the FIT test, the fecal immunochemical test called the FIT test, which basically tests your stool for the presence of blood. The upgrade on the Cologuard test is that not only does it test for the presence of blood, which can be innocent sometimes. Maybe you've got a little, you know, hemorrhoid or rectal tear, and some blood is present. That doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. But it also tests for the type of DNA that is associated with colon cancer. And with the current test, it's pretty accurate at picking up colon cancer, well into the 90s. But there's a false positive rate of about 13%, which means that even in the face of a positive test, it may not be that you have colon cancer. It's not certain. But it's highly suggestive that we ought to go up there and take a look-see. So you need to move heaven and earth to get someone to take you for the test because it's important. At this point, it could save your life. Limitations of the Cologuard test is that you're not actually going up there to look. Looking can sometimes reveal the presence of polyps, which are precancerous, which are not easily detected with the Cologuard test. So it's not perfect. It's not a complete substitute for colonoscopy. But for screening purposes, for people who don't want to get a colonoscopy, for people who are very low risk, they can take the Cologuard test. There's some news on the Cologuard test. Because the concern is if it's 13% inaccurate, in other words, yielding a false positive that's going to alarm you unnecessarily, they're working on getting approval for an upgraded Cologuard test. They haven't achieved approval, but they just did a study. The new test has only a 9% false positive rate. Still possible to misdiagnose, so you still got to go look up there and see what's causing the test to turn positive. John, it's essential that you get a colonoscopy to see what's going on. So, you know, you got to put it out to friends, to family, to, you know, people at your church or at your Lions Club, people in a community. You know, you got to get to the center and have the test performed to make sure that you don't have colon cancer. So get the test. And I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. You get the test and then you call us back. Tell us what the result is. And I'm hoping that you're one of those folks with a false positive. But it's mandatory that you get tested because early detection of colon cancer can mean the difference between survival and dying. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur pro entitled MMA fight. Tickets start at just $55 plus fee and includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
But your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we often talk about cannabinoids here, specifically CBD. The interesting article in the July 5th, 2023, Aging Research Reviews, about the potential for cannabinoids to have a beneficial effect on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's in contradistinction to marijuana. Marijuana, it's no coincidence that they call it dope, because studies show that it can impair short-term memory, focus, and concentration. But when you take out the THC and you isolate the CBD component of hemp, in this case, there's also CBD in marijuana, but the ratio of THC to CBD is much higher in marijuana than in hemp plants. Hemp plants have a variety of cannabinoids, including things like cannabidiol or CBD, but also cannabinol, cannabigerol, cannabidivarin, and cannabichromine. So they're kind of like broad-spectrum cannabinoids that have an impact on the endocannabinoid system. We have an internal system that signals using endogenous cannabinoids that help us alleviate pain, that facilitate mood, and so on. So in this review, they discuss, and I'm quoting, the current state of the art regarding the contribution of the endocannabinoid system in synaptic transmission, the plasticity of the brain, and neurogenesis. Yeah, we want neurogenesis. Just like the book of Genesis, it means creation. Neurons can, contrary to what we used to think, once your neurons died, you know, you partied hardy, you pulled an all-nighter, and how many brain cells did you lose? Well, you're constantly losing and regenerating brain cells. According to these researchers, exogenous cannabinoids were evaluated in the treatment of depression and for delaying the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And they had an impact on signaling with neurotransmitters like serotonin, adrenaline, dopamine, and glutamate. And they go into the weeds on the evidence that suggests that these endogenous cannabinoids, but also taking external cannabinoids, can reduce neuroinflammation. Inflammation in the brain can cause deterioration of brain function, neurodegenerative disease, even maybe responsible for depression. There's some studies that suggest that curcumin, for example, may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but it also may be helpful in the treatment of depression because it quells inflammation in the brain. So there you have it. I'm a big fan of CBD, and this is a nice segue to an announcement about the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. They're about as high-test as you can get over the counter. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. It's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Grab it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. They really are great. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and somebody weighed in with a question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about amylase, the digestive enzyme. On a scale of 31 to 110, mine was 138. And I wonder what could be causing that. Is it serious? And is there anything you can do about it?
Okay. Yeah, this is a question for you and your doctor, because sometimes, so what is amylase? First of all, amylase is something that is used to digest starches. And it is present in two main locations in the body. It's in the salivary gland, so you begin the digestion of starches in your mouth. So if you're eating a starchy food, you know, make sure you chew it. Don't bolt it down, because you'll lose the action of amylase to break it down, and it'll be incompletely digested. But also the pancreas makes amylase, which makes it look confusing when you have an elevated amylase, because especially in older individuals, you can sometimes get a little stone in your salivary ducts. And usually that produces a much higher amylase than this little bump that you're experiencing. But you can get a false positive reading suggesting that you've got a pancreatic problem, like pancreatitis, when it's actually the problem is in your salivary glands in your mouth. So your doctor is confronted with a little bit of a dilemma, like, what do I do here? Because the levels are only slightly elevated, he may say, let's watch and wait. Repeat the test in 3 months. If it's going up, then we got to do some investigation. We've got to do an evaluation of your pancreas. Sometimes that involves a CT or an MRI. Sometimes if you have a very high level of pancreatic amylase. And by the way, you can do, there's another test that you can do. The ordinary test just looks for amylase. Doesn't tell you where it's from, whether it's from the salivary glands or whether it's from the pancreas. But you can do a test that differentiates them. It's called amylase isoenzymes, and isoenzymes mean that they're very similar and they would be lumped in an ordinary test, but a more discriminating test can tell you whether it's from the mouth or whether it's from the pancreas, and then the investigation can proceed, you know, what's causing the elevation. Amylase is often very highly elevated in pancreatitis. It can be a sign that there's a blockage in the pancreatic duct, and the ERCP test is a test where they go down via your mouth with a probe, and they kind of shimmy that probe through your pancreatic duct and see if there's some sort of blockage there that could be caused by a stone or it could be caused by something worse, and then they can find out precisely why your amylase is elevated. So, a variety of causes of elevated amylase, sometimes hyperparathyroidism can cause it, but it really needs to be investigated if it's found to be persistently high, especially if it's going up. That's the story. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is intriguing for people who suffer from migraines. You know, there are new migraine medications. They're called CGRP antagonists. And they are not used to take specifically when you have a migraine. They're used continuously to reduce the risk of having a migraine. And they've been successful not at abolishing migraines, usually, but reducing the intensity and frequency of migraines. They really can work. And I recommend that people suffering from migraines consider them. Other people have noticed that using an ice pack on your head can alleviate migraine discomfort. It's a good old-fashioned treatment for migraines. It sort of works. They even have specially designed cold caps, which people can put on their head, that alleviates migraine discomfort. Now researchers are looking at a very innovative treatment that is used when you have an acute migraine. You don't have to do this all the time, but it's something that you can do as a way of, in a drug-free fashion, treating a migraine attack. There are medications that can be used, the triptans that can be used as a nasal spray, taken orally. These medications can be used in the event of a migraine attack. But what about a non-invasive, safe, non-pharmacological treatment? And it's called transnasal evaporative cooling. It involves putting cool, dry air in your nasal passages. There's a device that delivers it. Most patients reported relief of their symptoms after receiving 15 minutes of transnasal evaporative cooling. And this has been on the drawing boards for a few years. I looked at the studies, and the studies began in the 20-teens, and they're close to offering this device as a medically approved treatment, FDA-approved device, for the treatment of migraine. The findings were presented at the American Headache Society meeting that just occurred this year. So they say everyone who has migraine disease needs abortive treatment. In other words, something that can knock out the migraine when you have it. There is a need for safe and effective acute treatment for migraine because, you know, drugs sometimes not that effective and they have side effects. So what they found is that in a small study, 24 patients were randomized to receive 15 minutes of cooling via like a nasal cannula, like a tube that goes up your nose. And they looked at pain levels. 88%, 8 of 9 patients reported pain relief at 2 hours. Of these, 44% reported being pain-free at 2 hours, all without need for rescue medication. So, you know, it's like it's pretty effective. It's not 100%, but it does ameliorate the discomfort. And the thought is that the cooling affects something called the sphenopalatine ganglion. It's a large kind of a grand central station where all your nerves meet in your head, behind your nasal passages, and that by cooling the sphenopalatine ganglion, you turn down the volume on pain signals. That's how it seems to work. The transnasal evaporative cooling device cools by blowing dry ambient air across the nasal turbinates and may work by neuromodulation. Neuromodulation, modulating nerve impulses via the sphenopalatine ganglion for migraine. So it's an innovative treatment. Is it available yet? I think they're going for FDA approval, but it's on the drawing boards. The study was sponsored by Cool Tech Corporation, and you know, look for that to be introduced as a medical device in the near future. I think it's very promising. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What's your age? That's A-G-E, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at Subaru.com/care.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is Biden's economic plan truly working? Wages are going backwards as new regulations are costing $10,000 per American. With inflation at a higher rate, your spending power goes down. Make sure you know what numbers to pay attention to. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24-7 because, well, we want you to be able to reach out any time of the week. So let's hear this question.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica, PMR, and they've got me on prednisone, and I started out with 15 milligrams, 1.5, and they're going to be decreasing it every month until I eventually go off. But my question is, it has a lot of side effects that I read about in the pamphlet from the pharmacy, and I was wondering if there is an alternative to help with this condition, generally just being achy, arms and legs, achy when I walk, and tired. Prednisone helps a lot. I feel much, much better, just like a different person, but I'd rather not take medication. or drugs for this. So anyway, if there's anything you can suggest that might be an alternative.
Okay. So PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica. Poly means every. Myalgia means muscles. And rheumatica means that it's a rheumatological or an inflammatory disease that affects all the muscles. And it is distinctive from fibromyalgia, where you might not have high markers of inflammation. Your body aches, but you don't have a high ESR, a SED rate, or you don't have a high C-reactive protein. These are easily available markers for inflammation. And when you have a SED rate, you know, 60, 70, 80, and you have body-wide pain, then you have polymyalgia rheumatica. And the nice thing about it is that it does respond really well to prednisone and even low doses of prednisone. Some diseases, you know, like colitis or something, you have to give 40, 50, 60 milligrams of prednisone to quell the inflammation. But with polymyalgia rheumatica, and by the way, the vast majority of individuals suffering from PMR are over the age of 65 or 70 and predominantly female, and it is associated somewhat with advanced age and frailty. So they tend to respond to fairly low doses. So start with 15, which is a pretty low dose. You're not going to get a lot of side effects. It may affect sleep. It may affect mood. High doses of prednisone can even produce psychosis, certainly, you know, mood alterations. When you take, and then the other thing is you can quickly taper. So you can go to, you know, 15, you feel a little better. And the goal is to taper you as quickly as possible because you don't want to keep, I mean, you could say, gee, I feel great on this. I want to stay on it for the rest of my life. Well, no, it can accelerate cataracts. It can increase your blood sugar. It can cause your bone mineral density to deplete. Yeah, all the side effects that you see, it can cause mood alterations and so on. So I see patients with PMR. And either I put them on low doses of prednisone or I agree with their regimen of prednisone. But the goal is to get them off as quickly as possible. And what tends to help is, number one, patients with PMR tend to have very low levels of DHEA. DHEA is suppressed by prednisone. Often people with PMR have low levels of DHEA anyway, so I give them some DHEA, maybe 25, even 50 milligrams of DHEA if they're men. I also give high doses of vitamin D because it actually is great in rheumatological diseases. High doses of fish oil and curcumin and sometimes boswellin, this is sort of an anti-inflammatory cocktail. These are some of the things that can facilitate your tapering so that you can taper more quickly and get back to basics. Another thing for sleep, since prednisone interrupts the synthesis of melatonin, I give patients a fairly high dose melatonin when they have PMR, you know, 5, 10, 20 even of prednisone, melatonin to offset the sleep interruption that sometimes occurs when you take prednisone, because it can be quite disconcerting. You know, it really interrupts your sleep quality. But if you're less subject to pain, you may ultimately sleep better. So, yeah, it is. There are certainly some things you can do naturally, and an anti-inflammatory diet is important, too. If you're eating a lot of junk, ultra-processed foods that are pro-inflammatory, you want to get away from that and take the foods that are anti-inflammatory. Lots of vegetables rich in polyphenols, fish rich in EPA and DHA, nuts, which have precursors to EPA and DHA, olive oil. These are excellent things to take, which can sort of accelerate your tapering from prednisone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Our number will be available next hour, so call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit Senior Care.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Pentagon says a U.S. drone strike in Syria has killed a leader of the Islamic State group.
The military says three drones were involved in the operation in northwest Syria, searching for the militant Osama al-Muhajir. An official speaking on condition of anonymity says the Islamic State group leader was riding a motorcycle when he was spotted and struck. The military's not saying how it made the identification and that it doesn't think any civilians were killed, although there might have been an injury. This happened Friday, a day after Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder described the operation.
We have been in Syria for many years now fighting ISIS as part of an international coalition.
He was speaking in the context of Russian aircraft harassing the U.S. drones, veering them off course. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police are looking for a motive after a gunman on a scooter shot several people in New York City. Happened on Saturday. An elderly man died.
Police say a 25-year-old man is in custody. A 9mm gun recovered. The shooting spree began in Brooklyn with a man shot in the shoulder. 17 minutes later in Queens, an 87-year-old was shot and killed. Then more shots fired at another location. No one injured. 8 minutes later, another man shot. Then less than a minute after that, a fourth man was shot. NYPD Assistant Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
It seems that his acts were random. If you look at the demographics and pedigree of the victims, they're all different at this time. Video shows that he's not targeting anybody. He's not following anybody. As he's driving on his scooter, he's randomly shooting people.
Julie Walker, New York.
Check out more news and more analysis. Check them out both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Supreme Court decision to strike down affirmative action has left institutions of higher learning searching for new ways to promote student diversity. Now, some university leaders have expressed disappointment by what they see as a blow to diversity, yet others express optimism they would find new ways to attain a representative student body. Speaking with Salem Radio recently, Pete Peterson, dean of the Pepperdine School of Public Policy, says his institution's policies are already in line with the high court's ruling.
I think what came down in the case is that race or ethnic background can be mentioned in application essays. We have application essays as part of the application process here to the graduate school, as long as it's part of a discussion around what a student has overcome.
Twitter has threatened legal action against Meta over its new text-based app called Threads. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A setback for three elderly survivors of a massacre in Oklahoma.
An Oklahoma judge has tossed out a lawsuit seeking reparations for the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. That, in effect, stops an effort to obtain legal justice by survivors of that deadly rampage. Judge Carolyn Wall dismissed with prejudice the lawsuit trying to force the city and others to pay for the destruction of the black district known as Greenwood. The order comes in the case by three survivors, all of whom are now more than 100 years old. They had sued in 2020 with the hope of seeing justice in their lifetime. Jason Walker reporting.
A 19-year-old man's in custody in connection with a mass shooting a week ago in Wichita, Kansas, in a nightclub. Police arrested the man Friday as a suspect in the shooting from July 2nd. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and in a moment you'll hear Johnny Dollar actor Bob Bailey instead heading up a production of the series Romance. Then later we introduce a 1940 quarter-hour program created by the Illinois Department of Public Health and designed to raise awareness on health issues using creative narrative stories. This first series had a very long and varied run on radio. CBS would use it as a fill-in program and sometimes as a summer replacement series. And Romance even had its own time slot from time to time. Each production had a first-rate cast and crew, and here's a perfect example. It's from June 9th, 1956.
Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, an essay on a universal problem, the eternal battle for survival. It's written by E. Jack Newman and stars Bob Bailey as The Bachelor.
Ah, yeah, here we are. Mm-hmm. Bachelor. A man of any age who has not married. A young knight serving under another standard. A fish. Oh, what do you know? a seal, and a degree of learning. Well, then, I am a bachelor. I don't know exactly when I stopped being plain single and became a bachelor, but that is what I am today, definitely. And I feel that the word and the subject demand some sort of clarification, especially now. For instance, I am sometimes known as an eligible bachelor. When they say that, naturally they mean, well, you know what that means, and there's no sense of going into that. I can't remember if I've ever been declared ineligible, but I've been called other things, especially by those people who most always thought of me as being eligible. Well, in order for everything to be made perfectly clear to you, I think we should review some of the things people generally say to someone like me. First, in a general way.
Bachelors should never get married.
You see what I mean? They're always saying things like that. Or like this.
Don't you ever clean this place up.
Or things like this.
Bachelors are all alike. Oh.
That last one is used quite often. The old Christmas party at the office never fails to turn up a refreshing comment or two.
Huh? Well, answer me. Why are you such a cold potato all year long? What's the matter with you anyhow? Why don't you get married? Why don't you get married and make some nice girl happy, huh? Huh?
You get away from that one, but you walk right into another.
Oh, sure. Not him. Not that bird. He'll never marry anybody, and he's smart. He likes his freedom too much. Why should he get married? Oh, I was just talking about you.
Of course, there are other comments, not quite so brash and much more specific.
We'd be good for each other, you and I. There's so much we could have together, so very much we could have together.
Now, that sort of thing makes you think a great deal, as does this sort of thing.
It's a waste, that's what it is. You want to give something and have something now, don't you? Honestly? Honestly.
Provocative. No kidding in those eyes. Just plain truth. Sure, you want to give something and have something, but... Well, here it is in another way.
Incomplete, my friend. That's what it is. You fool the others. Not me. You want a wife just as every woman wants a husband.
Margot said it that way. You see, they were all saying the same thing in one way or another. At one time or another. I've heard it for a long while now. But I'm always surprised the way it gets in, you know? Smells good, Margot.
It is good.
Well, what...
That. Just a pinch.
Okay. Enough?
Fine. You want to toss it?
Yeah, sure, can I?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, where does all this come from? How do you do it? What makes you like this?
My people eat. You eat. They learn to cook.
Oh, they sure did.
Darling, I'm trying very hard to impress you.
Well, I am impressed.
I think I'm in love with you, my friend.
Margot.
I would not say such a thing to just anyone.
I know.
Are you being wary?
No. No, I'm being nothing. I'm simply humbled that you'd say such a thing to me. I know you mean it. And I say it back to you. I think I'm in love with you, Margot. What?
3 weeks now?
Yes, exactly. The party at Eberhardt's. Who was that you were with?
Basil.
Yeah, he kept glaring at me all night.
And at me, too. He wants to marry me.
Oh.
Well, do you retreat just like that?
He wants to marry you. You said it. You don't want to marry him, do you?
He's a very nice man.
Margot.
Yes, darling.
Look, I'm 32, fresh out of illusions. I like you, you like me. A minute ago, we were talking about maybe we're in love. Now we're talking about a guy named Basil. Don't play games with me.
I do not like games either, my friend. I just like you. But I have fear, a quick fear. You would have me or someone always around like this. proving you are superior. And I think that is all you want. You see, I am in love with you.
I don't know what to say, Margot.
You know what to say, but you cannot say it. Because you are a bachelor. A man who is never lonely, never unhappy, and who is eternally entertained.
I'm not against marriage, if that's what you think.
But you are not for it.
Lord, we've only known each other 3 weeks.
It could be 3 years, my friend. You will be a bachelor no matter what I do.
Well, hey, what about the salad? Dinner?
I am going home.
No. Oh, Margot, look here. We haven't had a quarrel, have we?
Yes.
But I was only...
Bachelors are all alike.
There is one specific situation that can be accredited to the state of bachelorhood. For instance, a bachelor friend of mine said to me one day...
Every time I go out, somebody gets me in a corner and wants to know why I don't marry the girl. I say, what girl? And when they find out there is no girl, and if they have just enough to drink, they let me know I'm the biggest heel who ever lived. I tell you, I'm tired of defending myself.
You can understand, I certainly commiserated with him. I knew exactly what he was talking about. But I wanted to compare notes, so I asked him, what do you do about it, Tim? And he said,
what else? I'm getting married Saturday.
I was his best man. I wish I could tell you how many times I've been a best man. The ties, cufflinks, collar pins, and billfolds I have would fill a drawer. In fact, they do. It saddens me sometimes to look at them. But then one fine day you go to a luncheon.
How do you do?
How do you do?
This is the third luncheon the company's had this year. Why haven't we met before?
Oh, I don't know. I've been to every one of them. Have you?
Yes, have you?
Oh, yes.
Why?
I own the company.
Oh.
What do you do, Miss...
Rita, I work for the company.
Oh, well, in that case, you better be nice to the boss, Rita.
I think I've heard about you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Seemed like a perfectly swell way to get to know you.
Oh, I don't mind.
What?
If you get to know me. I hate chicken croquettes.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Your coat?
Thank you.
Ready?
All ready.
Now, let me see. Rita. Ah, yes. We got in the car and drove somewhere. A place about 50 miles away called the... Well, call something. You're really a bachelor if you can't remember the name of the place. And we ate spaghetti and drank Chianti and talked. Picasso, James Joyce, and football. Oh, and yes, opera.
Travaglino, yes, yes.
Yeah, me too. How about Muzio?
Magnificent.
And Sayo?
The best, the very best.
Well, then. Your coat.
Hmm?
I have some wonderful recordings you'll have to hear.
Now?
Now. Drink all right?
Fine.
Like the fire?
Perfect. Do you have any idea what time it is?
Mm. Shank of the day, 3:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
Morning.
I like the pipe.
Do you?
Always use it for occasions like this?
Well, sure, always.
I'd think so.
Always take off your shoes for occasions like this?
Oh, always.
Well, we're halves.
We're wonderful.
Here we are at that. Where do you come from?
New York City.
I'm from Cleveland.
I know. You're a topic in the office. I've heard them talk about you.
What is wrong?
I think I know more than the rest now. Come here. What were we talking about?
Well, whatever it was, let's leave it.
All right.
That was a very... promising beginning. You can see that. After all, we were together 16 hours. And never once did she say anything like...
A bachelor is a permanent public temptation.
And in the middle, when it was cocktails and plays and parties, she never, never pulled the oldest.
A bachelor enjoys the chase, but does not eat the game.
None of those. No, no, Rita was too clever, too assured, too downright sophisticated. All she ever said was...
A bachelor is a souvenir of some woman who found a better one at the last minute.
I'd never heard that one before, and it hurt. It hurt like the devil.
We're right in the middle of a romance episode on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504. Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Brought me home. We're good for each other, you and I. There's so much we could have together. So very much we could have together. I need you. But you don't need me. Bachelors should never get married. And I'm afraid you're a bachelor.
Rita, wait.
It's been swell.
Hey, Rita! 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 Oh, well. My ex-bachelor friend, Tim, has twins now. I see him every so often. Not as much as I used to, but now and then. And every time I see him, it's something like this.
Hey, boy, what's holding you up? Not getting any younger, you know. You ought to get married and settle down. That's what you ought to do. Great.
When Tim says that, and remember, Tim fought to the end, you really begin to think. It's almost from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And something you have long suspected as a theory becomes a fact. It occurs to you that slowly but very certainly society is pushing you away. They don't want you. There's no room for a bachelor. At least, permanent room.
He said you were tall. I suppose you're the right man. You're the tallest one here. I'm Irene.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I feel awkward as the devil. Tim was supposed to be here to introduce us, but he had to leave at the last minute, so here I am like a bump on a log, hoping you're his friend. It'd be terrible if you were somebody else, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, I'm Tim's friend. I'm the one, all right.
Well, Maya, aren't you nice? Do you suppose we could get a martini real fast?
Why fast?
Well, I have to be home by 7.
Oh.
Well, for goodness sakes, what's the matter? Are you looking sad?
Well, I was hoping we could eat dinner.
Oh. Oh. Oh, well, why not?
Well, if you have to be home by 7.
Oh, well, it's just that my feet are killing me, and I promised myself I'd get off them by 7 o'clock. Be kind to your feet, I always say.
Well, I...
You come with me. I'll scramble you a couple of eggs or something.
I don't want to impose if you're tired.
Save it, save it. Come on, I can make a wonderful martini.
You can see right away that she could. And she did. Several times. I have never decided whether Irene was always in a rush or I was just slowing down. She's the kind of a girl you'd see, you'd eat with her, you'd drink, you'd talk, but you'd find yourself thrust out into the street at 10 o'clock at night. And in bed early. People notice that sort of thing right away.
Well, my boy, I'm surprised to see you here at this hour. Not at all like you. Not like you at all.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Clear eyes.
What, TJ?
I'm older than you, son. I've seen these things happen before. You've given up. You're quitting.
What?
A man of your age going to bed at night, keeping regular hours, and no wife to answer to. Bad. Very bad. Live, son. Live while you can. You're a long time dead.
Oh, TJ, I don't think I...
Don't tell an old warhorse like me. You have given up, haven't you?
Well, I...
Sad, sad, bad. Sad. Why, when I was your age, if I hadn't been married to Mildred, I'd have spent no more than half an hour in bed at night. I'd have torn this town to bits, boy. I'd have gone from one end to the other. There wouldn't have been a lady, not one lady, who didn't know T.J. Kendall before it was over with. I tell you, you've given up. That's what you've done. You've blown your top.
When you're a bachelor, you're marked. That's all there is to it. Men, women, and children, you're marked. They never let you forget it for a minute. Take a thing as simple as this.
Boss, I'm quitting. I'm getting married Monday. You should get married, too.
You see, I didn't have anything to do with her. But I had to get married for some reason or other.
Look, if you happened to get married this month, you'd have a deduction you could claim for the whole year. Now, what do you think of that?
You never tell them what you think of that. You're too busy dodging the next onslaught. But it comes up just the same.
For the love of Mike, what's this?
Huh?
Oh, you big stoop. You can't put wet towels in a hamper.
Why not? I've been doing it all my life.
They get mildewed, and then they're ruined. That's why. If you want to send them to the laundry, let them dry out first before you put them in the hamper.
All right, I'll remember that.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do with you. When are you going to grow up?
Well, I'm doing my best, honest.
This place looks like a pigsty. Why don't you keep it clean?
Well, the maid comes in.
Oh, the maid. You've got a pair of arms. What's the matter with you running the vacuum instead of waiting for her to come in once a week and sit around all day drinking your scotch and maybe dust off a table? I've seen the way she cleans this place up. You should fire her. That's what you should do. Just give her the big old heave-ho.
You know you're right about her, Irene.
Sure I am. Am I picking on you?
No.
You say I'm not, but I am anyhow. Want to know why?
All right.
Well, they take you right and left. You spend your money for the doggondest things, and you don't even know that you've done it. And more than money.
What?
It's a waste, that's what it is. You want to give something and have something. Now, don't you, honestly?
I suppose I do. What do you recommend?
Get married, big boy. You're nice stuff.
Am I?
Sure you are. I phoned Mama and Muncie the first week I met you and told her you were.
Mommy?
Well, I guess I had ideas about you. Tim warned me. He said you were a bachelor.
Wait now.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I know, but you aren't. Not yet.
Oh, yes, I am. Ouch. Get your hands off me.
All I want you to do is answer one question. Why?
Why what?
Why is there anything wrong with being a bachelor?
That's the silliest question I ever heard.
Silly or not, I want an answer.
Everything's wrong with it.
You're a bachelor.
I'm a lady bachelor. And no matter what you say, that doesn't count. I'll get married when I find somebody, but you won't. You'll run. And it's not fair. You steal all the best hours from all the best women. You want to get those hours for nothing and then go on to the next one. Well, you're not going to do that with me. Goodbye and good luck. Now let's go!
That is what I would call the sum and substance of the situation, Bachelor. And today particularly, I've been thinking of it a great deal. It seemed a good time to... Well, look it all over, calmly, decently, and alone. There. But the definition still bothers me. I'm sure I've heard them all, but it still bothers me. What is a bachelor?
Hey.
Hi, Jim.
It's time to go.
Oh.
Let's have a look. Nervous?
No.
Oh, I was.
I know, too. Say.
What?
I got it.
What?
Just a minute.
Hey, come on.
You gotta write this down now.
You can write it down later.
No, not this. I'm gonna feel the same way about it later. This has to be written now.
Come on.
For my own information.
Yeah, come on.
Tim. Do you know what a bachelor is?
What you're going to be if you don't get out there.
Let's go.
Tim, I just wrote it.
What?
A bachelor is any man who waits to get married.
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. Today's story was written by E. Jack Newman. Mr. Bob Bailey starred as The Bachelor. Others in the cast were Joan Banks, Michael Ann Barrett, Virginia Gregg, Eleanor Tannen, Harley Bear, Fred Mackay, and Clayton Post. Music supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. In the rough and tumble town that Dodge City was back in the pioneer days, a man might call himself a pacifist, but the label most of his neighbors gave him was coward. When mild-mannered Arden Hook came to settle in Dodge City, he seemed like the perfect target for the bigger bullies of the day, until United States Marshal Matt Dillon trained his gun sight on the situation. Then, somehow, Dodge City citizens had a chance to find out who the real cowards were. But that's an exciting story you'll want to hear from the very start right through to the trigger-quick ending. Stay tuned for it now on Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.
With a wonderful little tease for Gunsmoke, that episode of Romance was from June 9, 1956. As was usually the case, that episode, The Bachelor, had a stellar cast and crew, led, of course, by Johnny Dollar actor Bob Bailey. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we'll introduce an unusual but compelling quarter-hour program known as the Illinois March of Health. It begins right after this.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field on which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits Summer Sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, U.S. Military Academy West Point cadet Caleb Suh started a nonprofit to help the D.C. region's elderly veterans. That mission of Operation Gold Shield soon expanded to help homeless veterans as the D.C. area has seen homelessness rise. This summer, Operation Gold Shield's mission will be on full display with a returning collection event for homeless veteran care packages at Vienna Presbyterian Church. The event on July 22nd will support veterans at the VA Medical Center's Community Living Center in D.C., a VA nursing home for veterans, and the Emory Low Barrier Shelter, a 130-bed shelter. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During the golden age of radio, informational programs were common, and here's one example. It was created in 1940 by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Let's give it a listen.
The Illinois March of Health. Going forward in the march against disease, the Illinois State Department of Public Health brings you another exciting and important radio drama prepared by the department's trained experts in the science of keeping you well. The story today is called On Borrowed Help. It is evening, in a very poor section of a very large city. High on the fire escape of a ramshackle tenement building, pretty Ellen Gray leans out toward a narrow strip of open sky. A young man suddenly comes up behind her.
Oh, Marty, oh, don't do that. Gee, Marty, you nearly pushed me over the railing.
Yeah. Maybe that's just what I ought to do, too.
Oh, now, Marty, don't talk like that.
Yeah. That gag you pulled about being a sister to me, Ellen. That don't go with me, see?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marty. I do like you, but... Oh, now, why can't you be nice about it?
Don't go giving me that, Ellen. Maybe you have got a job with a lot of white-collar guys in an office. But don't go putting on airs. You're made of the same crawling backstreet dirt that I am. At night, you sneak back into the decay of that lousy tenement the same as I do.
That's a pretty way to talk to a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose them white-collar individuals at the office do it better, huh? But it ain't gonna do them no good, see?
Say, what's the matter with you? Marty, what's that bottle?
Let me go. No, you don't. You want to know why I didn't shove you off the fire escape just now? Because I got a better idea, see? And it's right here in this bottle.
Oh, Marty, you're nuts. I'm going in.
Yeah?
Well, don't!
So you think I'm crazy, do you? So that's why you gave me that line about being a sister to me, huh?
Marty, let me go.
Yeah, plenty of people around here think I'm crazy, don't they? Well, wait till you hear this. You'll see how crazy I am.
Oh, please, now, Marty, not now.
You ever been inside one of them big, fancy hospitals, Ellen? Well,
yes, I guess so.
All clean and slick, all white enamel and gleaming steel, and full of medicine and nurses and doctors?
Uh-huh.
And why? Because a spoonful of dirty little microbes is stronger than any individual on Earth. Because them grubby little germs that you can't even see are more dangerous than... and getting pushed off a fire escape, maybe.
Making a speech, Marty.
This here bottle has enough of them tough little bugs in it to put you where none of your white-collar fellas can touch you, Ellen. Now, do you think I'm crazy?
You're joking.
You think so, huh? Well, I had to slug a fella in the medical laboratory to get this. He didn't think I was joking.
Marty, what's in that bottle?
Smallpox, Ellen. He said it was smallpox. And it's for you.
And what if I'm vaccinated so I can't get smallpox?
Yeah. You wait.
Of course I am.
You mean you're vaccinated against these germs here? You couldn't take smallpox?
No. Vaccination keeps me safe from smallpox for at least 5 years. Now give me that bottle, Marty. You can't leave a thing like that around. It really is smallpox germs.
Yeah. Well, what if it was diphtheria or scarlet fever? Or typhoid fever.
I don't believe there's anything dangerous in that bottle at all.
No? Well, I ain't crazy enough to let you have it and find out. I've got other plans, see? Or you'd better go on inside before I do push off the fire escape.
Don't worry, I'm going.
I might get caught for it if I threw you down off of here. But I won't get caught for it if you suddenly get diphtheria or scarlet fever or typhoid.
In a moment, we will see what Ellen Gray does about all this. Did Marty really have the virus of smallpox in that bottle? Will he try it again? But first, let's consider the question of being safe against preventable diseases. This question of immunity. Now, it's been said that an infection of any kind in the system is a tug of war between the individual and the microbe. If the microbes win out, it may mean death to the victim. But the microbes are not always, as Marty thought, stronger than any individual on Earth. All individuals do not have the same degree of resistance to infection. Some people have so much resistance to the germs of a particular disease, like diphtheria, for instance, that we call them immune to that disease. And yet they may be very susceptible to some other disease, such as smallpox. Now, the thing that all of us want to know is how we can get to be immune to at least those diseases that are common in this part of the country, those diseases to which we may expect to be exposed. In the case of Ellen Gray in today's story, she will want, if she takes Marty seriously, to be protected against diphtheria, scarlet fever, and typhoid fever. Well, now, there are three ways to get yourself immune to a disease. One way, the best way, is to be vaccinated or immunized by your licensed physician. The second way is dangerous. To have the disease once, hoping you'll get over it safely. And the third way is only a makeshift. That is to borrow the immunity from someone else by having your doctor give you immune serum from the blood of immune animals or people. This borrowed immunity does not last long because it's not actively built up in your own bloodstream. However, it takes a little time to build up immunity in your own bloodstream. And in our story today, it looks as though Ellen Gray might not have much time if Marty means what he says.
But I won't get caught for it if you suddenly get diphtheria or scarlet fever or typhoid.
With that threat ringing in her ears, Ellen went the very next day to see young Dr. Tom Underwood, who had an office right near the place where she worked. Let's see what happened.
You're listening to the Illinois March of Health on When Radio Was. We'll continue right after this short intermission.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
It's estimated that up to $6.9 billion was lost to cybercrime last year. And at the forefront of fighting cyber fraud is Visa. Michael Jabara from Visa explains what they're doing to protect every transaction.
Visa Advanced Authorization is the risk score on every transaction that comes across our network.
Oh, okay.
Which uses AI, machine learning, and 500 different data elements to provide you with kind of a range of riskiness for that transaction so that our clients can determine whether to approve or decline based on their given risk strategy.
And they've developed e-commerce threat disruption to protect your online purchases,
which scans that merchant checkout page for malware that we've identified. We work with the service provider to take that down so that cardholders can have a secure shopping experience.
Find out more at visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
And now let's continue with the Illinois March of Health on When Radio Was.
So I don't know what to do, Dr. Underwood. I'd like to just run away, leave town or something. But I can't do that. The folks need me. In a family like ours, everyone who has a little job has to help out, you know. Oh, doctor.
No, take it easy, Miss Gray. You don't have to leave town. We'll figure out a way to handle this fellow, Marty.
Well, do you think he really could get disease germs in a bottle like that?
Well, that's the first thing we ought to find out. The next thing is to have him put out of the way where he can't pull any more stunts of this kind.
Oh, in jail, you mean? Oh, no, Dr. Underwood. Marty isn't like other people. He's always been kind of peculiar. All the neighbors know it, and they all feel sorry for him and for his family, too. Oh, I just couldn't turn him over to the police. It'd be like arresting a child.
I don't mean you should put Marty in jail.
Well, what then?
Well, there are special hospitals for people with sick minds. They might be able to straighten him out, you know.
Oh, but his mother, she couldn't stand that.
Miss Gray, Marty and his family are a separate problem, not your problem. What you have to do is protect yourself. You say your folks need you.
Yes, Doctor. I can't afford to take any chances on getting sick. If it could possibly be true about Marty's infecting me with bottles of germs, Oh, dear.
Just a moment. You say you can't afford to take chances on being sick. All right. Let's see, first of all, what chances you have been taking all this time.
What chances I have been taking?
Yes. Nobody can really afford to be sick. But still, most of us just trust the luck that we won't be. Instead of building up our resistance against diseases, we take chances all the time.
Well, we never expect to run into a man with a bottle of deadly germs.
Well, no. And that isn't what I'm talking about exactly. Hardly any of us ever will run into a man who deliberately wants to infect us.
Oh, you mean I ought to have been protected against accidental infection anyhow?
All of us ought to be protected against every preventable disease that flourishes in this part of the country. The germs are apt to show up most anywhere we go. Why, children pick them up at school. People are exposed to them in streetcars and buses and at the movies. You might run into a person in your office who was more dangerous, really, than Marty, because he'd carried the disease germs without knowing it and expose you to the disease without warning you.
Oh, I know that, but I've been vaccinated for smallpox, Doctor. I was vaccinated when I was in school, and they vaccinated me again when I got my job, and well, what else can I do?
Well, that's what we're going to decide right now. But first, I wanted you to realize that you didn't have to wait for a wild episode like this threat of Marty's to make you think about immunity.
But I am immune to smallpox.
Since you have been vaccinated within 5 years, yes, I would say you are safe against smallpox.
Well, then, how can I get immune to the others?
Well, after they've had one attack, people are usually immune to measles, whooping cough, diphtheria, scarlet fever, typhoid fever. Now, have you had any of these?
I had measles and whooping cough when I was a little girl, but...
I see. Then you're very likely immune to measles and whooping cough.
But Marty said...
If you suddenly get diphtheria or scarlet fever or typhoid...
Yes. I can protect you against every one of these. But it takes a little time. Your system has to build up a defense. The blood has to produce antibodies to fight the microbes down. When you have your own protective antibodies in your bloodstream, we call that active immunity.
I see. Well, how long does that take? I mean, after you give me a shot in the arm or something, to build up that kind of immunity?
Well, it all depends. It varies with the different diseases. For some, it takes 3 or 4 months or even longer.
Oh, doctor.
But fortunately, people sometimes do build up immunity as they grow up without having to go through a serious, fully developed attack of the disease.
Oh?
Now, I can give you a simple and harmless skin test to see whether nature has protected you against diphtheria. And another harmless skin test to see whether you are immune to scarlet fever.
Oh, please, then let's do it right away.
And then for emergencies, we do have a way of, well, borrowing immunity from some other bloodstream that contains the antibodies which fight the disease germs. If necessary, I can give you inoculations of convalescent serum against scarlet fever. Or I can give you antitoxin to protect you from diphtheria.
Oh, doctor, that's wonderful.
Yes, the trouble is that when you borrow immunity, it's not your own. That is, you can't keep it. Oh, it may tide you over the emergency, but it doesn't last long.
But at least it can be done.
If you don't have your own active immunity and you are exposed to those germs, your doctor can give you a borrowed immunity for about 3 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what then, Dr. Underwood. I will help to get Marty Owen's family interested in sending him to a mental hospital. If I can just have a little time to persuade them. I can't bear to have Marty's family all broken up about this. Well, Doctor, can I have a little time? Without danger, I mean.
You want to work this out with Marty on borrowed time.
And on borrowed health.
So the doctor and Ellen Gray made their careful plans. We look in on them again sometime later.
But the way you made friends with Marty and got him safely to the mental hospital, well, you didn't seem afraid at all of those bottles of his.
Well, you see, there was nothing but water in those bottles of Marty's. I never really believed he could have stolen anything dangerous like that anyway. Medical laboratories exist to fight disease, not to encourage it. They don't have bottles of germs standing around for deluded people like Marty to pick up.
Well, he certainly had me scared.
Well, it was too bad for you to have to go through that.
No, maybe it was good for me. I, for one, will never again take chances on preventable diseases. I'll know I'm immune.
And so Ellen Gray solved her problem in the wisest possible way, by seeing a doctor. She found out both what to do about Marty and how to get through exposure to disease germs safely on borrowed health. Don't forget that you and your children run the risk of meeting disease germs practically any day. Your Illinois State Department of Public Health recommends that everyone be immunized against the preventable diseases. Ask your own licensed physician for further details about immunity. Or write to the Illinois State Department of Public Health at Springfield, Illinois, which brings you these broadcasts. For the most common diseases, Illinois doctors can get reliable vaccines and serums from the department free. This is one of the ways the state helps to protect your health. Listen regularly to the Illinois March of Health for good entertainment and for good health.
From 1940, a timeless topic, as detailed on that informational program created by the Illinois Department of Public Health. As I shared with you earlier, shows like that were common during the Golden Age. Radio was the perfect medium for getting widespread exposure to vital information on health, welfare, social awareness, and the like. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we presented The Bachelor, an episode of the CBS series Romance starring Bob Bailey. His most famous radio role, safe to say, was insurance investigator Johnny Dollar. But what was the name of the private detective that he played for 8 years over on Mutual? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughn Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
What I didn't know then, of course, was this dumb little job was going to turn into a big case. A big, bad case.
One thing we do know is you will never miss a Win Radio Was episode again and can stream the most recent shows for free with our Radio Spirits app. Just go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you'll make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
No traps here, just free streams at RadioSpiritsApp.com. Plus, sign up for a premium plan to download your favorite classic radio shows, such as Nero Wolf, Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Richard Diamond, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want.
Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
Be prepared to download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com today.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Bob Bailey. The radio legend is best known today for the role of insurance investigator Johnny Dollar. But prior to that, he spent 8 years over on Mutual as a private detective. Bailey was George Valentine in Let George Do It. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her, but be sure to visit us at our website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.